On today's show, oh boy. Now, Audi is accused of cheating on emissions with a gasoline engine. If Trump, as president, rips up NAFTA, it could hurt automakers and suppliers. And Bob Lutz does not like the front-end styling of the new Lincoln Continental. No, sir, not at all. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Donald Trump says he wants to rip up the North American Free Trade Agreement and start all over. That sent chills through companies that manufacture in Mexico and Canada. The NAFTA region is the second largest automotive market in the world, just behind China. And light vehicle sales in both Mexico and Canada are going well this year. Sales in Mexico for the first 10 months hit 1.2 million vehicles, up a strong 18%. Sales in Canada are over 1.6 million, up 2.5%, and headed for an all-time record. While NAFTA is a hot political potato regarding manufacturing jobs, automakers and suppliers strongly back the agreement. In fact, ripping up that agreement would severely hurt their competitiveness. Volkswagen is still dealing with its diesel scandal more than a year after the emissions cheating scam was revealed, but things could get a whole lot worse. Now, Audi is being accused of using a defeat device in 3-liter gasoline engines. Bloomberg reports a consumer lawsuit on behalf of 100,000 owners says the software was installed in several Audi models since February 2013. Those affected models include the A6, A8, Q5, and Q7. They also accuse Audi management of encouraging the installation of the defeat devices as recently as this May. VW and Audi declined to comment. The devices are able to shift the vehicle into a low rev mode if it recognizes it's undergoing an emissions test. By keeping the RPM low, it looks like the vehicle is emitting less CO2 and using less fuel. We'll have to wait and see if this is true, but if the cheating software works so well for the diesels, why wouldn't the company use it for its gasoline engines as well? You know, there's a lot of eye candy coming to the LA Auto Show next week, and we'll give you a sneak peek right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
With the LA Auto Show right around the corner, we're getting a number of reveals ahead of the action. And we'll start with Porsche, who is now going to offer a new long wheelbase version of the Panamera. The car is 150 millimeters, or about 6 inches longer, and can be had with a new 330 horsepower turbo V6. But it also has the option for the plug-in hybrid variant, all the way up to the top-of-the-line turbo model with 550 horsepower. Other features include a newly developed rear center console with fold-out trays and wireless phone charging, and the option for removable 10-inch display screens. Next on our list is Nissan, with a newly refreshed Versa Note and an exclusive version of the Juke called the Black Pearl Edition. The 2017 Versa Note features a reworked front end, new bright color options, and a few new wheel designs as well. The Black Pearl Juke comes in a unique black exterior and interior, contrasted by white accents. Production will be limited to 1,250 units. Kia is going to show off a new turbo version of the Soul in LA. It comes with a 200 horsepower, 1.6 liter turbo engine that's mated to a 7-speed DCT. It also includes specialized trim and sportier features, like 18-inch wheels and dual chrome exhaust tips. The Golf family is getting a number of updates as well. On the outside, you'll notice new front and rear bumpers and LED headlights and taillights. Inside, the automaker has done away with its old boring infotainment screen in favor of new larger touchscreens with the option for gesture control. Other new technologies include a big 12.3-inch digital instrument cluster that can be reconfigured a number of ways, which I'm sure is plucked right from Audi. The Golf family also gets traffic jam assist and emergency assist for the first time. The compact crossover segment is the hottest in the world. and it's about to get more crowded as an old nameplate is being revived in the segment. Chinese automaker SAIC, which bought the British MG brand back in 2007, just released this sketch of a vehicle codenamed ZS. It's a good-looking vehicle that was designed both in England and China. It will go on sale as an MG in China next year, where it will go head-to-head with vehicles like the Nissan Juke. Coming up next, Bob Lutz does not like the front-end styling of the new Lincoln Continental, and that is coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Bob Lutz has a thing or two to say about the new Lincoln Continental, and one thing's for sure, he does not like the front-end styling. Here's what he had to say about the car on last week's Autoline After Hours.
I was totally in love with the concept car. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit less in love with the production version, and frankly, I wouldn't have, if I was, you know...
I know what you're going to say here, I bet.
It's a droopy front end, you know, that grill with the curved
top. We got a picture of it up
and
here.
Then, yeah, look at that. It's sagged. It's like a loaf of bread that was taken out of the oven too soon. The whole thing just sags a little bit. And it's just the orientation of that grill and the shape is just wrong. It needs to be rotated to more vertically, and those corners, the top corners, need to come up a little bit. I mean, it's just bad. However, I understand the car is good. It looks enough like a Bentley that it will trigger Bentley feelings in people, and it will. My guess is, as far as sedans go, that's the qualifier, as far as sedans go, it will be commercially successful.
Well, Lutz had a lot more to say about Lincoln on that show, and you can watch it right now on our website anytime you want. Then don't forget to join us this afternoon for Autoline After Hours when we go live. Today's show will be a freewheeling roundtable talking about all the latest news in the industry, and no doubt the crew will have a lot to say about what a Trump administration might mean for the automotive industry. Joining us for that show today are Mike Whalen from the Detroit News and Todd Lassa from Automobile Magazine. But that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again here tomorrow.